This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And it's also a special hump day because it's St. Patty's Day. So enjoy it any way that you would normally do that, except for the not normal things, like that you can't go see anybody. But other than that, it's just like any other St. Patrick's Day, or any other hump day for that matter. All right, it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. If you hear us on the radio Saturday morning, don't worry, you're not late to work. It's our Saturday Morning Special. Listen from 6 to 10 a.m., for some of our best clips of the week on Saturday morning for the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. Check it out.
Yeah.
All right, here's what's happening. So it is St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if the bars are going to want you showing up at 6 in the morning for a drink. But
well, they want you to.
Yeah, whether or not they
They're
can serve you
afloat,
or that
right, it's the whole
good old
thing.
St. Patrick's Day traditions. Mm. I'll have scrambled eggs and 10 beers.
Green you scrambled know. Eggs and green beers, right?
I mean, whatever.
Sure.
Today you'll see some clouds, some sun, but rain is coming. So I know you've got some construction happening at your pad, Sarah. Mm. So today's a good day to, you know, get as much done as you can and then clean everything up for a day or two because we've got rain coming.
Well, we want the rain. We love the rain. Every drop of the rain is important. I know I sound like I'm being facetious, but we do need all the rain.
No, it is. It's the joke conversation. Well, we need every drop.
It's California. We need every drop.
Okay, so this story broke yesterday, and certainly we're not without stories in the news, but this is one of those big ones where I went, wow, well, the pandemic has kept these kind of big shooting stories down to a minimum. But this one broke yesterday, in Atlanta area spa shootings. It does seem to be specific violence against Asian people.
Yep.
They say that 8 people, most of them women of Asian descent, were killed last night. In 3 shootings at Atlanta area spas before police arrested a white 21-year-old man who appears to be a hillbilly, but that might just be a look he's going for. I don't know. You never know.
It's true. You
but he's being suspected of being the lone gunman, and
he was just
they
driving
still have
around
a lot
going to various, you know, massage parlors and stuff.
I'm sorry, say that again.
He was just driving around going to these places.
Apparently, he went to one where 4 people were killed of Korean descent. And then he went to another one, and they've got 2 more Asian people, 2 white people, and a Hispanic person was hospitalized. But so far, we don't know if they're going to be okay or if, you know, I don't know. I don't have all the details. And we still don't. This person, or they haven't made it known what they were after. But, you know, we've been hearing about violence against Asian people since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And here's a specific example, maybe the worst example of it. So I wanted to report it because it's important that it's out there. I don't have details on this guy's motives beyond our speculation that it's specifically violence against Asian people due to the COVID-19 pandemic. That's all we can speculate at this point right now. But yes, he hit like two or three different spas. And then police arrested him. And, you know, I guess he'll never see the light of day again. But
let's hope he doesn't.
Right.
At absolutely 21, not. Like, really? This is, I mean, oh, there yeah. he is. Oh, wow. He looks like a tool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he's a white guy with a weird, it looks like he's got kind of a bush growing on his, looks like he's wearing a merkin on his chin.
He's got a
no
neck
other
beard.
Facial hair. Yeah, just the neck, just mm-hmm. the neck.
Neck beard is not a good look.
He is, I was always going to hate him no matter what the
right.
picture looks like. Like.
Absolutely right.
Please don't.
Anyway, so there's that story, and I'll bring you more details as they come out. And hopefully this, I mean, I don't know whether this guy's going to say, but, or whether we need him to say.
Right.
Oh, what would be the, I guess that's, right. What's the point? Go to jail forever. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
So this other story I reported the other day, and I wanted to follow up on it real quick, and then we can get to some more nonsense. An arrest has been made in the attempted carjacking caught on camera at a San Francisco Safeway. This was in the Richmond District. I reported it yesterday. This old lady was walking out to her car. It turns out one of the women...
75, you said, right?
Say that again?
Like 70, 75 years
75, old? 74, 75 years old. She's got a Lexus. Oh, sorry, it's 75. She was walking back to her car, a red Lexus, after a routine trip to the Safeway. This was, they say, early Thursday evening. The footage, someone recorded this.
Right.
Oh, there's the footage. Bryn found
it. Yeah, Bryn found mm-hmm. it.
Okay, so apparently these girls walk, one of the girls walks up and says, "Can I borrow your phone? I have to call my family." And the lady says, "Sure, honey." And that's when they start attacking her. How do you do that? I don't even know how you do that. Anyway, this was in a Richmond District Safeway in the city of San Francisco. I lived in the Richmond, and I don't... The Safeway I used to go to was right by the
beach.
Next
to the beach, right? Yeah. This one's between 7th and 8th Avenue.
Oh, okay. It's way inside Richmond.
I know
this
spot. This is next to my old hood where I used to live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was your Safeway?
Mm-hmm, that was my Safeway.
Wow.
Well, anyway, this Good Samaritan saw what was happening. These people tried to grab her keys and her purse, and they were punching and kicking this old lady after asking to borrow her phone to call their family. And of course, the nice lady says, "Sure, honey." And then this is what
can.
She gets for her troubles. A Good Samaritan exiting the store stepped in, intervened, and sent them running. Well, they have caught one of the people. The video helped, for sure. Also, someone saw the car they took off in. And they expect all of the people involved to be arrested very soon. So,
well, good. They're terrible ladies.
Yeah.
I don't
yes.
know
and they're
ladies.
Young. The girl that was arrested was 16.
Oh, boy.
How's that?
Starting that career early. That is not good. You know, maybe this will change the course of their lives, their young lives. And somehow they'll see the light and get on the path of goodness and righteousness.
The police department says a 16-year-old San Leandro girl was taken into custody and charged with felony carjacking, robbery, aggravated assault, elder abuse, and conspiracy.
Mm.
So, and again, they believe they're going to be able to bring the others to justice as well. So, I don't know if...
Well, you get the 16-year-old in there, you know, she's going to crack under pressure for sure.
I don't know. They're pretty hard people if they're willing to attack an old lady in a parking lot. But maybe you're right.
Oh, that girl's got a limp. Look at her running.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering why she's...
Maybe she hurt her foot kicking the old lady.
Right.
God, maybe.
It's just, you know, they're just young people. Like,
now, listen,
terrible.
I want to make this clear. I promised yesterday I would do the 10,000 step story.
Yes.
But I can't do it now. Nicole has designated it for the 8:30 break.
Right.
I'm going to listen to my producer and just point out that I saved the story. It's on my laptop.
I
also got
it
resent to me by Nicole. And it's also been, again, on our show sheet designated for the 8:30 news. I'll do that 10,000 step story, okay?
Thank goodness. Do we need our 10,000 steps? Oh, my God. I've been waiting 24 hours to find out.
Turns out maybe you don't need that many. Oh, sorry. Right.
What are you doing?
The story. How about a fast fact?
Oh, I love fast facts.
Fast facts. The last shot of the Civil War was fired on June 28th, 1865, almost 2 months after the war ended.
Well, we weren't in contact the way we are now.
You are right. They don't have cell. They weren't able to make a quick cell phone call or even a pay phone call or any kind of call at all. So these people were out there and thinking they're still in war. This was off the coast of Alaska.
What? No wonder they couldn't get a hold of him. Even the Pony Express won't go out off the coast.
A Confederate warship
there?
Hadn't gotten the word the war was over and destroyed 24 Union boats.
Oh.
Dang. Sunk 24 boats.
This is bizarre.
I know.
Like, what the hell were they doing off the coast of Alaska?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Clearly.
And both sides were there. That's so bizarre.
I have thought a lot over the past couple years about how our history teachers or history lessons have failed us in so many ways. And clearly that's an example. I don't know.
Yeah. I really think of it as being kind of on the East Coast. There were the
right.
And just the colonies.
And I get my timelines. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
George Washington.
Yes.
Born in America or what was known as America back then or born in England?
Well, because you're asking, I'll say England.
America.
Oh, really?
George Washington's parents born in England or America?
England.
America.
Oh, jeez.
It is the weirdest thing to start trying to look back and piece together some of this stuff, like factually, what were the timelines and who...
Yeah, you're right, Vinny. It was Virginia.
I'm trying to figure it out, and I'm looking it up, and I'm like, oh, my God, even his parents are from here.
Yeah. He was an American through and through.
He probably still had an accent because most people were still... speaking with some form of English accent, but
well, they were speaking English, and it was
right.
They were all from England.
Right.
Well, not all of them, I guess. They, people started to come from all over, but yeah, I mean, did his ancestors come on the Mayflower, or was he a later trip over?
I'm just telling you, there was something I was trying to research for my own needs and purposes. I looked up and went, Jesus, couple generations,
crazy,
were here before.
I wonder if the parents' parents were immigrants or if they
I didn't go that far. I got someone asked me a question or something. I got pulled away from my
Solid research, Vinny.
Oh, thanks.
I had no idea whether he was or not. And I think of him as being kind of an old man even when he was fighting in the Revolutionary War. So, you know, when was he even born? Around 1710?
I don't have that.
1732.
He wasn't all that old. You know, people aged faster back then. They didn't have the hair dye and the Botox.
And the syphilis. And
right.
The,
life was hard.
Yeah. He died in 1799.
Oh, goodness.
According to his daughter.
Yes.
White Men Can't Jump was one of Stanley Kubrick's favorite movies. The great filmmaker, 2001 Space Odyssey? That's him, right?
Yeah. And Eyes Wide Shut.
Clockwork Orange.
Right. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Is that a Stanley Kubrick?
He liked
White Men Can't
Jump.
And isn't that Woody Harrelson?
It is.
Who's in that? Okay.
Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson. By the way, Wesley Snipes is great in Coming to America.
Is
great.
I might have to watch that.
You probably won't like it. If you didn't love the first one, and if you don't love and forgive Eddie Murphy for just about anything he does, then you probably won't like it. But I did.
Guy's got 10 kids. It's a lot of kids.
He does have 10 kids. Mm-hmm. How weird's that?
Really weird.
All the money, though. So.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, no. Right. No, they're all well taken care of.
Right. In 2017, Despacito became the first song that's primarily in a foreign language to hit number one since the Macarena in 1996. Mm-hmm. The last one before that was La Bamba in 1987.
Ooh.
Which would have been, is
the
that?
The remake, right.
The remake with, who starred in that?
I'm picturing his face right in my
The guy from Young Guns, right?
Yes.
What is that? Lou Diamond Phillips.
Thank you. Oh.
Before that was Rock Me Amadeus in 1986.
That's not in English?
I think he's German.
And the song's in German?
I think. BTS, yeah. Life Goes On is the latest, hitting number one back in December. These are number one songs that are primarily in a foreign language.
Despacito.
One last one.
Okay.
Basketball in North Korea has different rules. Dunks are worth 3 points. Shots in the final 3 minutes are worth 8 points. Three-pointers are worth 4 points if the ball doesn't touch the rim, and you lose a point for missing a free throw.
Oh.
They just changed it however they wanted.
That seems
confusing.
Yeah. Yep.
But good for them.
Oh, goodness.
He's known the guy over there.
What guy?
Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. He's known to like the basketball. As he's
he
friends
loves
with
the basketball. Rodman. Yeah. He's
Rodman
sure.
and more.
Tried to have the whole team over, right?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Nicole is the producer. WTF! Yeah, she's one of our producers.
Yeah.
What?
She's Bryn's assistant producer.
Yeah. It's a team effort here.
Yeah. I help Bryn out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you help
well,
the show.
Well, you're going to have to get really good at monkeying wires up over there.
Yeah, monkey them up. Figure it out.
I don't know what the hell he's doing. He's got
plug
spaghetti
stuff in and try it.
I think you
Give
should
Sarah some echo.
Yeah. I don't want any echo. Take the echo away. Hey, I think you should take your phone today, Bryn, and take a video of like what of that room and show the back of your because I just picture it as being absolute
I've seen it.
Pasta coming off the back of that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, spaghetti. Yeah, it's mom's
just
spaghetti.
Put
yeah,
that
but
up
you
there.
Can't see it. Look how clean it is.
Oh, well, he's
he looks like he's in a
on
spaceship.
Camera area very well. Yeah, I want to see that.
There's a lot of wires, and you know, with all the testing going on, it's even
yes,
all
the
worse.
Testing. The testing never stops.
The testing never stops.
Bryn's
so
always
got
some new idea
in.
That he's gonna. He's like, "Oh, you run for a test?" I'm like, "A test of what? We're all set. Isn't
we
everything
want to get
already?"
The best quality audio for certain people when they come on, you know.
Well, sure, of
that's
course,
all
right. I mean, we have Scott Capro coming up later today.
That's so right. That's,
you know, we need him to sound good, unlike last week. Yikes!
So I have to cut some zip ties and
get some 6'5". Oh, may I? Sure. 6'5". 650 says, "Oh no, I might be taking too many steps. I need this story right now."
Yeah, I'm going to take fewer steps if I'm taking too many.
Take all the steps.
Well, we'll talk about it at 8:30.
I know,
we
but
can have
just,
a discussion about.
You
it.
Should keep stepping. I mean, you're the lady that wouldn't walk back and get a green sweatshirt from down the hall.
I'm already here.
Don't worry. You're
you
not
going to
go
sitting.
Too far over the top of the 10,000 mark.
Yeah, there's literally no chance I'm getting to 10,000 steps today. Unless a wild animal is chasing me. And my phone's on me, by the way, because that's the other thing. I do a lot of walking without my phone on.
Of course you do.
She said.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
An update on Tiger Woods, plus burning balls.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.